For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, good evening. This week's parasha is Parashas Yisroi, Shabbos of Matan Torah, during the weeks of Shoivivim, and the Shabbos that comes right after Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. Tomorrow night is Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, which the Mishnah refers to Tu B'Shvat as the Rosh Hashanah La'ilon. Tu B'Shvat, as mentioned many times, is the day when the Midas HaDin is transformed into Midas HaRachamim. The din of Teves comes to an end. Basically, tomorrow, the 14th of Shvat, Erev Tu B'Shvat, is the last day associated with the Midas HaDin of Teves. And perhaps even tomorrow already, there's the Ha'orah of Chesed, the fact that we don't say Tachan in Mincha time. And starting Tu B'Shvat, no longer is there Midas HaDin, what we call the Hamtokas HaDinim, and the Tchias HaMesim of time, that's the day in which the sap begins to flow through the tree, the Sraf, as the Gemara calls it, the Saraf, that's the sap, begins to flow through the tree becomes alive, the Tchias HaMesim of time. And the fact that the Tchias HaMesim in the world, in Mokom, so the, and also in time, because in time, till now, is Midas HaDin is sort of Misa, Midas HaChesed is Chayim, so it's transforming from Misa to Chayim, from Din to Chesed, Din to Rachamim. First half of Shvat to the second half of Shvat, which we know that the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Shvat is Homer Yemirenu, the Hoyahu. The first two letters of Hashem's name are backwards, that's Midas HaDin. The second half is Midas HaChesed, V'Hoyahu, Ein V'Hoyah El Loshen Simcha. Starting to B'Shvat, we are B'Simcha, B'Goloi, B'Simcha. We always have to be B'Simcha, but B'Goloi, starting to B'Shvat. To B'Shvat is the 30 days prior to the Yom Tov of Purim. Although this year, it's Purim Katan, but it's Purim, and it starts to B'Shvat. And B'Hashkocha Pratis, we read Parshas Yisroi during this time period, during the time of Shoivivim, and when we have Chamisha Asar B'Shvat. And we learn about Yisroi. Prior to Matan Torah, we have the first topic in the parasha here, the first 27 or so psukim, are about Yisroi. And then afterwards comes B'Chodesh HaShlishi L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael, which is of course the Kriya of Matan Torah. It's interesting what the Svarim tell us. We mentioned this last week and the week before, that the Kriya is Ma'orer the Zman. So the fact that we read now what is read on a different time, which is Yom Tov, so that Yom Tov visits us. All the Chassidish Svarim speak about it by Arichas. And the Chakal Yitzchak writes more than that, that it's more Shavuos, it's more Matan Torah this Shabbos than it is on Shavuos. Because Shavuos is Matan Torah Mitzad Zman. This Shabbos is Matan Torah Mitzad Torah, and Torah is L'mayla Min HaZman. And an interesting raya to that is the Haftorah. If you notice, the Haftorah this week is Yeshaya, and the Haftorah on Shavuos is Yecheskel. Both are Maisa Merkava, but Yisroi, the Haftorah of Yisroi, which is the Merkava of Yeshaya, is higher than the Merkava of Yecheskel. So that's like sort of a raya to that which the Svarim say, not only the Kriya is the Ma'ira the Zman, but it's more what it's written in the parasha, what we learn during the year, even though it's not in time, that particular Yom Tov is higher even than the Yom Tov itself. And this, of course, is the parasha of the Aseres HaDibrais, from Anoichi to Loisachmoid. And prior to that is the story of Yisroi. So the question that's asked by all the Sfarim is, why does the Torah begin, Vayishma Yisroi, Choyhein Midyan, Choyhein Moshe? Why mention that he was the Kohen Midyan? And the fact that he's the Chayesein Moshe, we know that already. It says in Parashas Shemois. Rashi tells us, just started, basically, that Yisroi had seven names. Yeser, Chayvev, Ruuel, Chever, Keni, Putiel. One of the names of Yisrael is Putiel. It's interesting. Putiel was also a name, according to one opinion in Chazal, Putiel is Yosef HaTzadik. Why does Yisrael share a name with Yosef HaTzadik? Putiel, Chazal tell us, is either Yisrael or Yosef. Yisrael shepitem agolim la'avodah zarah, or Yosef shepitpeit b'Yisrael. But the fact that the same name refers to the two shows us that there is a common, there's a commonality between Yosef and Yisrael. What l'cha'era is that common factor that the two have? What did Yisrael hear? Yisrael heard, Kol ha'asha'asa elokim l'maisha l'Yisrael amayk, yihoytzi Hashem, havaya es Yisrael m'mitzrayim. The Eibush that took us out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, zu gedayla al kulam, that Yitzias Mitzrayim was greater than anything. That really took to Yisrael. But mashmu ha'shama uba, what did he hear that causes him to make the final move? Yisrael is a man of over 100 years old. Clearly he's over 100 years old here. He's already around when Moshe Rabbeinu runs to Midian. And so he's quite old, and he's making a drastic move here. He's leaving his palace, his villa, and he's going to a desert. He doesn't even know where he's going exactly, but he's going because he feels that that's where the truth is, and that's what he wants to become part of. So he hears Kriyas Yamsuf from Melchemes HaMolek, and he comes. What exactly does he hear? Why do these two episodes, Kriyas Yamsuf from Melchemes HaMolek, cause him to come? Now the Torah also tells us here that Yisrael took his wife with him, and her two children, meaning Moshe's two children, who were sent away, Achashi Lucheho, when Moshe went to Mitzrayim, he took Tzipora and Gershom and Eliezer with him, and Aaron told him, don't bring them. He advised them to send them back. There's enough tzaras in Mitzrayim as it is. Don't bring them to Mitzrayim. So he sends them home. According to many, he divorced Tzipora at that time, not knowing if he'd ever see her again, which she shouldn't have to be an aguna. He sent her away, and then later, some say he remarried her, some say he never did. Machlokes, whether or not they ever got together after that. So Yisrael comes with Tzipora and the two children. And the Torah tells us the name of the two children, Gershom and Eliezer, and why Gershom is called Gershom, why Eliezer is called Eliezer. Why is that negated to tell us here? We know there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim, and Rashi quotes it here, whether or not Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah. So Til Sheni, at least, could be in order that it was said before Matan Torah. But starting from Sheni, Vayihimi Mocharos, Rashi says clearly, according to everyone, this parasha from Sheni to Revi was certainly said after Matan Torah. And Rashi brings the proofs. And he mentions here, Ein parasha zu ksuva keseder. This parasha is not written in order. And we know what Chazal tells us in many places, Ein mukdam u'ma'uchar b'toyer. There is no order. Even though in Teva there's an order in time, what comes first is first, and what comes later is later. But in Torah there's no order, as far as I'm explaining, because Torah is not a history book. But why dafka here in the story of Yisrael, prior to Matan Torah, in this parasha that we always read in the time of Shoivavim, do we stress that it's not in order? Why is it not in order? There must be a reason. The Torah does not have to be written in order, but if it's not written in order, you want to know why. Yisrael tells us the Arizal was a Gilgal of Kayin. All these Svarim speak about this, the Megala Amukas, the Shalah HaKadosh, the Yalkut Ruveni, Sefer Gulgulim, all talk about this Ba'arichus, how Yisrael was a Gilgal of Kayin, Moshe was a Gilgal of Hevel, and Tzipora was the triplet that Hevel was born with, which Cain was not, which according to one day in Medrash is why he was jealous of Hevel. He wanted the triplet. Even though he had already a sister, and that's what he married, you know, Cain married his sister, Rashi tells us in Chumash later, Chesedu. But Hevel was born with another. That's what bothered him. He couldn't fagin, he was jealous that Hevel had a triplet and he didn't. And the fact that he offers a korban and Hevel decides after he, it's his idea to do it, and Hashem accepts his and not Kayin's. Vayichar leKayin ma'oy. Kayin is very angry, very upset. And Hashem himself tells him, why are you upset? And after that, vayokam Kayin el Hevel ochi vayahar gehu. He kills them. First murder in history. And afterwards, Me'asisa koil de me'achichat soyakim elaimin ho'adama va'ata orur ota. Nova Natiya Ba'aretz, Kayin never finds his place. He never ever finds his place. He's always traveling from one place to another. And Kayin says, God la'avayni minasai. Lachen, so Hashem prolongs his life. He lives 7 generations. And then Kayin is killed. Mida keneged mida. He killed, he was killed, together with Tuval Kayin, his grandson, who was killed by Lamech, as we learn in Parshas Bereishis. Now, Yisrael is the reincarnation of Kayin. Yisrael is the Gilgal of Kayin. Moshe is Hevel. Yisrael is coming out to return Sipoira to Moshe. That means Kayin is returning the triplet back to Hevel. That's what the Arizal says. It's Neshalah Kodesh discusses it in Parshas Shemais. So what exactly is happening over here? The Chet of Kayin is murder, Ritzicha. Because of Kayin, Hevel could not, there's no future for Hevel. Koil demei achicha, tzayakim elai min ha'adama, koil demei achicha in the plural, damai v'dam zari yosef, Rashi quotes here from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Koil demei achicha, tzayakim elai. And because of that, Kayin is orur, he's cursed. We see here that Kayin has a temper. Vayichar l'kayin ma'od. We see here that Kayin is jealous. And Chazal tell us that Kayin was a koifer. He became a koifer in Hashgacha Pratis. It can't be he was a koifer in the existence of Hashem. Hashem spoke to him. Ba'emer Hashem el Kayin, the Pasuk says. So if you speak to Hashem, you can't be a koifer in Hashem. Ba'emer Hashem el Kayin, eh hevel achicha. So he knew there was a God. There's no question. He knew that his father had no parents. He knew that his father was created. So when it says he was a koifer, it means he was a koifer in Hashgacha Pratis. He was a koifer in Mishpat. He believed, lays din, belays dayin. Not that there's no God, Chas v'Shalom. There's no din, there's no dayin, there's no judgment. It's not a fair world, it's an unjust world. The age-old question, why did tzaddikim suffer, why did the good suffer, and the bad don't? That's already, Kayin is koifer in the concept of hashgacha pratis, in the concept of din, of mishpat. Similarly to Amalek. Amalek, asher karcha baderech. We just read about Amalek at the end of the previous parasha. Amalek denies Hashgacha. And Amalek says that everything is a coincidence. Hashem karcha, karcha miloshen mikra ba'alma. It didn't happen because Hashem wanted it to happen. It happened because the world was created and Hashem lets it run on its own. That was a day of many in those days. They believed there was a God. They weren't that foolish. Atheists hardly existed then. They knew that there had to be an Eibush. The world didn't create itself. It's not possible. But it's running on its own course. It's, you know, it's just running. It's like a wind-up clock, and it runs by itself, and random things happen, and it's all by chance. Mikra ba'alma. Of course, that is kfira gemura. Because not only do we believe that there's an Eibush, but we believe that Eibush is mashgiach on everything, every detail, even a leaf, as the Baal Shem Tov said, that falls off a tree. He showed his Talmidim that, and that leaf flew into, landed on top of a worm that was in the middle of the field that was dying from the heat of the sun, and it landed on the worm, and it gave it shade. He said that even a leaf that falls off the tree, it's all b'hashgacha, and it was already decided before the Bria that one day there's going to be a leaf on a tree that's going to fall off and it's going to protect a dying worm in the heat. Which means we can imagine that the hafla of hashgacha is amazing. That it affects even, that was the shittas of Baal Shem Tov Bechlal, there were rishonim that didn't go that far. That Hashgacha Pratis is on, not only on Min Ha'odom, but on Min Ha'chai, and Min Ha'tzoymeach, and Doimein, this complete Hashgacha. So Kayin was Kaifer in the concept of Hashgacha. Now we know that Ashekarcha, which is Amalek, which Karcha means Mikra Ba'alma, is also Miloshen Keri, Tuma. And the Tuma of Keri leads to belief in coincidence. It's the two go together. Znus and minus go together. Loisasuru achare levavchem, v'achare einechem. So when one is misakein, these chatoyim that cause kfira, that cause krirus, ashekarcha, that cause one to believe that everything is by chance, the more one is misakein himself, that's what we are supposed to be doing in the weeks of Shavuot, the easier it is to believe, the more emuna we have. Emuna leads to tikkun habris, and pagam leads to hepecha emuna. So Kayin was the first poigame, officially, even though it was Adam Arishin too, but that's on Alpi Chazal. But Kayin is the first to kill, which this chet is called Ritzicha, ki yadua, sheicha teyeladim. And Parai ordered, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, when we started learning Parshas Shemos, the first of the 6 or this year 8 weeks of Shavuot, that Paray said, Kol habein hayiloid hayoira tashlichuhu, which is the concept of killing the children, hashchos hazera, which is the chet that we're misakin during these weeks. Kol habein hayiloid hayoira tashlichuhu, as we said, it's begamatria, shoyivim tat. Who ran away from that? Yisrael. Yisrael was an advisor to Paray. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Paray had three advisors. Yisrael, Bilam, Iyav. Iyav was quiet when he heard, Kol habein hayiloid hayoira tashlichu. So he suffers later on because of that. He didn't protest. He didn't go along with it, but he didn't protest. Bilam went along with it. Bilam therefore joins with Amalek, and Bilam is a thorn. Bilam is the Russia and the Makalel till the end. Bilam, even though he was a Navi, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. Yisrael, on the other hand, is the only one who ran away. He left his post. He gave up his job of top advisor. Imagine someone who was the advisor to the President of the United States, a Secretary of State, the Secretary of Treasury, whatever it is, who just gives up on principle, gives up his job. Yisrael, on principle, quit and fled Mitzrayim. And as Chazal say, he was a wanted criminal for running away like that. He ran away from Paray, and that began his separation from Tumas Mitzrayim, his own personal separation from Tumas Mitzrayim, not to be a part, complicit with the Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYoirat HaShlichuhu. And the Choshev Machshava is Levilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach, the Eberstor already had it planned. And this is to show us that even someone who fell into the worst depths of Tumah can totally turn himself around, as Yisrael does. He's Kayin, the murderer. Koil demei achicha tzayakim eilai minho adama. Tzayakim is begamatria keri, begamatria shoyvev. In fact, the Balaturim says, koil demei achicha tzayakim eilai minho adama. The Balaturim connects that with the pasuk in Shemois of where Bnei Yisrael are crying out, Nirpim heim, alkein heim, tzoyakim leimur. The Balaturim says this tzoyakim is connected to the tzoyakim by Kayin. Kayin kills Hevel, and because of that, he's killing his future children. Paro is shoychet tinoikos Yisrael v'roychet zbedomam. Also, this concept. That's Tumas Mitzrayim. Tumas Mitzrayim, Ervas Ha'oretz. So, Yisrael begins already the transformation of Yisrael, who changes from Kohen Midian to Chosein Moshe. The Torah stresses that here. Vayishma Yisrael, who was originally Kohen Midian. Midian is from the word din. Midian, me'oirer din. Someone who is a poigem is me'oirer dinim on himself. Any aveira that someone does, especially these aveiras. It's Yadua what the Svarim tell us, that these Averas lead to anger, to kas. A pagan is always angry. He's always angry at the world. He can't get along with people. It's Yadua that this chet brings out sinna and kinna, and we know what the Sefer Yetzirah says, that it's connected to Shmiras HaLoshen. What does the Gemara tell us about Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara kills three people. Lashon Hara also kills. The Gemara says in Erechim, it's Hoyreg Tlisoy. It kills the one who says it, the one who it said about, and the one who was listening to it. So Lashon Hara is a killer, like this chet is a killer. The two go together. And one who's poigem in these chatoim that Tikkun Shoivivim is for, and it's for everyone, is zeichet to get along with other people. He's zeichet to be b'shleimus, b'shalom with others. Otherwise he can't. Kayin could not get along with his brother. Kayin is a poigem. Vayichar, he's angry. And because of that, he denies Hashgacha. He doesn't believe anymore in Ashkachas Hashem because he's nichshal in this chait and he's ma'ir dinim on himself. So Yisrael, who is the Gilgal of Kayin, who was first Kohen Midian. Midian is Yodua, that Midian was the Uma that's associated with Machloikas. Midian is from the Lashon Modoin Umeriva. They don't get along with anyone. They're always fighting. Rashi tells us later on, Soror es Hamidyonim v'hikisem oisam. Parshas Matos, we know it was Moav and Midyan. So why was there a tzivui to attack Midyan and not Moav? So Rashi says, the Moavim, at least they would understand why they were upset with the Jews. They thought the Jews were coming to attack them. But the Midyanim, Nisabru al riv loylahem. It was just because they enjoy fighting. That's Midian. They enjoy a fight. They like to, some people like to watch people fighting and enjoy it. They go to boxing matches or whatever it is. In this country especially, people like to see other people fighting. That's a pagam. That's Midian. Midian enjoys madainu meriva. Midian, therefore, is rooted in the chait of Kayin, and Yisrael was the chayin Midian. He was the priest. He was the chief of Midian. At one point, this was him. Not only that, but Chazal tell us that Yisrael was originally rooted in Amalek. We find that the Bnei Keni lived among the Amalekim. This we saw in the Haftarah last week. Yoel was the wife of Chever HaKeni. Chever HaKeni was an enekel of Yisrael. And when they came to battle, the Chever HaKeni nifrod mikayin. Chever HaKeni nifrod mikayin. He's separating himself from Kayin. This is what the Arizal is saying, that Chever HaKeni was Yisrael was originally Kayin. He's the neshama of Kayin. And the Chever HaKeni nifrod mikayin. He's separating himself from Kayin. But in the Haftarah that we read Shabbos Parashat Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim, clearly there the Pasuk tells us that Shaul, when he came to battle the Amalekim, he told the Bnei Yisrael to get out of that area. What were the Bnei Yisrael doing there? Because the Bnei Yisrael lived among the Amalekim. So clearly they were affected by Amalek, Asher Karcha, especially since Yisrael was the Chayin Midian and was the Gilgal of Kayin. But here, he's totally transforming himself. He's going through his own personal Tikkun Shoivivim. He's becoming now a Shomer HaBris B'Tachlis. He's becoming now Chaysein Moshe. He's associating himself, he's the Mechutin of Moshe. No longer Kohen Midian, Chaysein Moshe. Moshe is Chesed. Moshe is the Hepech of Tumas Mitzrayim, Vatera Oysa Ki Toivu. So Chaysein Midian, Chaysein Moshe. He's transforming himself from Kohen Midian, from the Kayin, from the Klippa of Kayin, and he's becoming Chaysein Moshe. And it's interesting, if you go through the parasha, you see many, many subtle remazim, or some even clear to the concept of Kayin Yisrael, Moshe Hevel, what the Shalot tells us when he comes, he says, Ani Chaysencha Yisrael, Ani Chaysencha Yisrael, as Rosh Tevis, Ochi, you're my brother, Ani Chaysencha Yisrael, you're my brother, I'm Kayin, you're Hevel, Vayishalu Ishlere Ehu Lisholem, they make peace. Kayin killed Hevel, here they make peace. He brings the children. Perhaps that's why the Torah tells us he brings the children. As Kayin, he kills Hevel. Here, he brings the Bonim. He brings the children to Moshe, to Hevel. Moshe goes out towards Yisrael. Clearly, we're considering Yisrael, Re'ehu of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael becomes a ger. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, man the noilad b'mazel madim. If someone is born when mazel madim is out, so either he'll be a murderer like Kayin, or he should be a moil or a shoychet. So Kayin, Yisrael was Kayin. Yisrael had murder in him. That's why when Pinchas kills Zimri, the anti-Pinchas, the misnagdim of Pinchas said that Pinchas didn't do it l'shem shemaim. He didn't do it because of Kol HaBoyel HaRamas Kanoyen Poygen Boy. He did it because he's an Einikol of Yisroi, who's Putiel, Pinchas comes from Putiel, Elazar ben Aaron, Lokach Lein, Bibinois, Putiel, Leila Yishav HaTeila, Leila's Pinchas. Pinchas, Eliyahu, is an Einikol of Yisroi. Pinchas is an Einikol of Yisroi, who Yisroi was, who used to fatten, Putiel, Shepitei Ma'agolam La'avaydezor. It's a cruel thing to do. But there's also a depth to it. Yisroi is the Gilgal of Kayin. So when it was Pinchas, they tied it that Pinchas is a murderer. He killed Zimri because he has murderous intent. He has murder character in him. The Mela, what's happening over here, though, is that Yisroi, Vayichad Yisroi, Chazal tell us, Yisroi performed bris mila on himself. Hevir cheref chada al milosei, al besorei. Vayichad is a lashon of chad, which means sharp. He sharpened the knife, and he circumcised himself. He was Taka Mazel Madim. He was born Mazel Madim. He was a murderer. He's now rectifying the situation, and he's using that Kayach of Ritzicha, like David HaMelech, also was born in Mazel Madim. So David killed Plishtim. He killed Amalekim. He killed Rishoyim. So he used the Ritzicha in a good way. He channeled it. Latoiv. Yisroi gives himself a bris, Vayichad Yisroi, and he becomes a Shoichet. Vayikach Yisroi, Chayshein Moshe, Oila Uzvachim Leilekim. So he uses the Kayach of Ritzicha for Mila, and he uses it for Shechita. Which is what the Gemara says, someone who's born in Mazel Madam has to do. Chazal tells us, and Rashi brings it here, that Vayichad also means happy. Vayichad Yisroi. Yisroi was happy. He's now Besimcha. Till a person's misakin himself in this area, he's not besimcha. A person's not happy with himself. When he was kayin, vayichar le kayin ma'id. He can't get along with anyone. He's angry. And he's, now, vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael is happy. Vayichad Yisrael is begamatria vayokom kayin el hevel ochi vayahar gehu. Meaning that vayichad Yisrael, now he's misakin the murder of hevel. When he murders hevel, after vayichar, when he's poigim brisai, when he kills Hevel, but he becomes the Reitzeach, now Vayichad Yisroi, which means happy, and it means he gave himself a bris. The two pshatim go together. He gave himself a bris, he's misakin the inyan of Mila, he's using the Kayach of Ritzicha Latoiv, and now he's happy. And what does he say? He's Vayichad Yisroi, he's Miyached. Miyached means, we always say, Vayached Levaveinu Le'avel Le'giru Ezshenlecha. He unites the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara becomes the Yetzer Tov. Or, Vayichad, he proclaims that Hashem is one. As we see over here, he says, Ata yodati ki godol Hashem mikolo elikim. There aren't two gods, there's only one. And there's Hashgacha protis ki badover ashezodu aleim. When he was Kayin, what did he say? Leiz din veleiz dayin. Now, Isdin, Isdayin. I see now clearly that the world is being run by a creator. There's Hashgacha. Because the same Badav Rashi Zadu Aleihem, as Chazal tells, Rashi brings it here, he was one of the advisors of Pari. So he knew that Pari wanted to drown all the Jews. He was there, which he didn't want to be part of. Now when he heard that the Mitzriim drowned, he says, wow, Mida Keneged Mida. He recognizes Mida Keneged Mida. He now recognizes Ashkocha Hashem. He's now rectifying the Ashakorcha. He believes he has a Muna, because he's misakin himself. And this we read Dafkin in the Chodesh Shvat, in the Chodesh of Shoivivim, to show that a person, even if he was a Kayan Midian, even if he had the Midah of Kayan, look what Yisrael was able to do. Yisrael was able to totally transform himself from Kayan Midian, Chayisein Moshe. The Pasuk says in Bereishis that Kayan had an Einikol, and Kayan's Einikol's name was Tuval Kayan. Why was he called Tuval Kayan? So Rashi says, "Why Toivel Umnosoi Shel Kayin? Toivel from Lashon Tavlin. He whatever Kayin was a murderer, but Kayin didn't yet have any weapons to kill. Chazal say that it took him a long time until he killed Hevel to figure out how to kill him with his hands, with stone, with rock, with wood, till he finally killed him. So Tuval Kayin made it easier for murderers like Kayin to do what they want. He was the first one to make weapons. Leitesh Kol Chayresh Nechayshes Ubarzel. So Barzel iron." Is a metal that's used for weaponry. That's why in the Beis Hamikdash they weren't allowed to use barzel. Where does the Torah tell us that? In Parshas Yisroi. In Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi who's Kayin, first murderer in history. So the Torah tells us at the end of the Parsha, which the connection, the beginning and the end, usually there's a connection at the beginning of the Parsha and the end of the Parsha. Here we see clearly, V'yemizbach avonim ta'asa li loisivne eshen gozis. Don't build, don't make the stones using any iron, any metal. Rashi tells us over here, he quotes the Mishnah in Midos, because barzel was used, can be used to shorten a person's life, and the Mizbeach was built leha'arich yomav shel adam, to lengthen a person's life. Barzel, therefore, does not belong on the Mizbeach. Ein bedin sheyunif ha'makatzar al ha'mayrich. And also, the Mizbeach is supposed to make peace between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and between Jews, and Barzel is a Koyres Umechabel. So where does the Torah tell us this? In Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi is the one who's misaking this Chet. Yisroi, who was originally Kayin, who later, Tuval Kayin, brought weapons into the world, Barzel, to enhance, to enable murderers to murder, to make weapons of mass destruction. That's why when Mashiach comes, lo yisa goyel goy cherev, lo yungu da oid mulchama. The kittesuchar voisim le'idim, vachan yisai seim le'mazmeres. The weapons will no longer be used. Weapons will be used for plowshares and so on, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Mishnah brings it in Shabbos. So here, Yisrael says, vayatzi leini mei cherev paroi, ki alo kei ovi be'ezri. Vayatzi leini mei cherev paroi. Perhaps not only does he remiss to, it's not only talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's talking about himself. Yisrael is saying that Hashem saved me from Cherev Pari, the Cherev, the sword, the weapon, that which is used for weaponry. Cherev Pari. Pari is Pera. Pera is Pegam Haloshein. Yisrael is saying, he's thanking Hashem, Elokei Avi Be'ezri, who got me out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Yisrael sees that it's possible for a person, even who fell into the Tumah of Mitzrayim, and he knew what the Tumah of Mitzrayim was, and even someone who was affected by Amalek, can remove himself. It's possible for a person to do tshuva and get himself out of that Tumah. Ki Hoitzi Hashem, Yudkei Vavke. Yudkei Vavke is the name that Hashem uses, the Torah uses, and we're talking about L'mayla Min HaTeva. The idea of tshuva is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Tshuva really, Al Pi Teva, should not work. What is tshuva? We're rectifying the past. The past happened already. How could you rectify the past? How can you do that? Not only can you rectify the past, but as the Gemara says in Yuma, G'dayla tshuva, that shezdoinois shel adam na'asu lo zochias, so that a person's averus become mitzvahs, if he does tshuva me'ahava. If he does tshuva me'ira, so the mezid becomes a shoigeg. If he does tshuva me'ahava, the averus become mitzvahs. That's l'mayla min ha'teva. That's Hashem. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzroy. And Yisrael hears about Kriyas Yamsuf, and he hears about Melchemes Amalek, that Amalek is trying to contaminate Asher Karcha Baderech, and who does Moshe Rabbeinu go and fight and battle for? He sends Yehoshua ben Nun, as we read in the parasha before, to go out of the cloud, to be Mesake in the Chaitim. Who were the ones that Amalek started up with? Amalek started up with those that were out of the cloud, because those who were within the confines of the Anani HaKavod, Amalek could not start up with. So who did Amalek start up with? Dafka, those who were late, the latecomers, the Nechsholim, the sinners, those who fell into all these pogromim. That's who Amalek starts up with, Asher Karcha Baderech. And who does Moshe send Yehoshua? Moshe sends Yehoshua to go battle Amalek to save those Jews. That means that even for those Jews, there's a tikkun. That's what Yisrael hears. When Yisrael hears that, he says, then there's hope for me too. So Yisrael comes. Vayishma. Everyone heard. Shamu Amim Yergozim. Yeah, everyone heard the news. They heard the news, like anyone reads the paper or looks up the news and reads it and listens to it and invites the gagang, and then comes the commercial. But Yisrael, Vayishma, Mashmu Hashem Uba, when he heard the news, it affected him. It changed him. Hayoim and Bekoil Eishishmo. He heard the Koil Shofar. That's what he heard. He heard the Koil of Tshuva, the Baskel, that's Yoitza Mehar Chayrev. The Baskel that says, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim, which the Baal Shem Tov asks. No one hears it anyway, so what's the purpose? Says the Baal Shem Tov, you do hear it, you just don't realize. All the Hirhure Tshuva that people have, or all the news, are really all coming from Hashem, who's trying to wake us up. The thing is, we hear it, but we don't dare hear it. We hear it, but it goes in one ear and goes out the other. Vayishma Yisrael, he heard the news. He didn't just read about this amazing story that happened 100 miles away, that the sea split. Or that there was a tsunami, there was an earthquake, whatever it is. So people hear news. Oh, it's a coincidence, and that's it. Mikra Ba'alma. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf, and he did something about it. He heard about Melchemes Amalek, and he heard that Klal Yisrael were able to be victorious even over Amalek. So he did something about it. He says, I want to be part of this. He comes. And one of the names that's given to him is Putiel, the same name given to Yosef HaTzadik. Because that's what Yisrael is now becoming, like Yosef HaTzadik. Yisrael is totally being, Yosef was a tzadik mitchilosoi. Yosef was never poigay. Yisrael was, but he did tshuva. And now he's equated with Yosef HaTzadik. Same name, Putiel. And from Cherev becomes Chever. Kaini's Oisius Kayan. He was originally Kayan, now it's Kaini. Oisius Noki. He's Noki. He's clean. He's been totally cleansed from his chait. He's Chever. He's connected to Hashem. He's Chayvev. He's Balipt. He's beloved. Unlike Kayan, of whom the Torah says, Va'ata Orur Ota. Kayan is cursed. Kayan is not a Chever Hashem. He's not Ru'uel. He's not a Chayvev. He's certainly not Putiel. But now, Kayan Yisrael has totally transformed himself. Yita Parsha Achas B'Torah, and now he finds his place. When he was Kayin, Nova Nod Tia Baritz. He doesn't know where he can't stay in one place more than 30 days. He has to constantly travel. He doesn't know where he belongs. Yisrael Al Mekayma Yavai B'Sholayim. Yisrael finds his place. This is his place. We know that every person has a place in the Torah. Everyone has his letter, his topic, his parsha, where his life, his family, his community is associated with. That's why it's a mitzvah, a minhag, that we look every Shabbos and every Monday and Thursday at the Sefer Torah when Hagba is done. It says the Ari HaKadosh. Why? Because if you look every week, then one day you'll eventually connect with your letter or your pasuk, whatever it is. And that brings about tremendous ha'ara to the neshama when the neshama sees the letter that it is connected to. That's why every week it's an Indian to look at the Sefer Torah. One never knows when he will connect with his ois. This is Yisra'i's ois. Yisra'i's parsha. Hisifulai ois achas al shemai. Rashi says they added a letter to his name from Yeser Yisra'i. He not only finds his place, he's now among Klal Yisrael. He's no longer part of the Tumah of Kayin, the Chevra Akeni Nifrad Mikayin. But this is his makam. He's now in the Torah. This is his makam. He also adds, he gives us a new chelik in Torah. Now this idea that a person can do tshuva, and that the tshuva is so powerful that it could actually transform averis to mitzvahs, is hinted in a Rashi here. The sefer called Divrei Yisrael from the Majritza. I have it here. But the Divrei Yisrael from the Majritza teaches this Rashi, which there's a lot of Torah on this Rashi, that Yisrael said, Ata yodati. Which al pidiktik is difficult. Ata, now, yodati, I knew. Something similar we have in Lech Lecha when Avram says to Sarah, Hine no yodati ki isha yufas mara at. Also over there, it's present and it's past. So there Rashi also tackles the issue. So here he says that Yisrael said, yodati, means makirai hayisi l'she'ovah. I recognized him in the past. I knew there was a Jewish God. The achshav, and now, b'yoyser. Now much more. That's literally what Rashi means. Ata, even though you're dati before, but now I know much more. There are many different interpretations and amkus to this Rashi. One is, as it says in Imre Noyam, from the Jikava, he writes, Makira Yisi, I always knew L'sha'ovar, that there was a God in the past. In history, there was a God. Everyone agreed, yeah, God created the world. But that he exists now, meaning that he's involved now, as mentioned before, Hashgacha, that I never knew. So V'achshav, that he exists now, b'yoyse, now I know that. I know not only that he was in the past, but not now, but now I know that he's here now too, and he's totally in control. That's how Imre Noyam translates it. The Divrei Yisrael, the Majritza translates it like this, connected to what we're talking about here. That Yisrael understood now the power of tshuva. Makiroi hayisi l'she'ovar, ovar meaning someone who was over, someone who transgressed, someone who did an aveira. I always knew what an aveira was, and I knew that it's possible that a person could rectify his sin, atkan. But achshav, now I learned, b'yoyser, that it's more than that. Not only you can rectify and erase the aveira, but you could even turn the aveira into a mitzvah. That I never knew. Now I know that too. The concept of tshuva, Yisrael learned here. He saw that. He saw that Klal Yisrael was able to do tshuva after they left Mitzrayim, after the Maaseh with Amalek. Ki haitzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hashem is l'mayla min ha-teva. Tshuva is l'mayla min ha-teva. The Bermayim Chaim says this, the Divrei Chaim says in the Vos Chanan, other Chiddush Sfarim say, when it says, Ein muktam u'me'uchar ba'tayra, literally that means that there's no order. So they teach it like this. An amazing depth, this Ein muktam u'me'uchar ba'tayra. When it comes to Torah, there's no past and future. Meaning that even something that happened already, you could make that it never happened. Ein mukt, how? By doing tshuva. When you do tshuva, it never happened. Because how does tshuva work? How could tshuva work? You did it already. There's a pagam. It happened. What, if someone's in a car accident, Rahman says, well, you can undo it. So maybe you go back in time and then on a film, you can go back. But you can't do that in real life. With tshuva, you could do that. Ein muktam u'me'uchar. But when it comes to Torah, there's no muktam and there's no me'uchar. You can't say it happened already and this didn't happen yet. So you can't go back. With tshuva, you can go back. Because tshuva is l'mayla min ha-teva. Tshuva was created before the world was created. That's what the Gemara says in Pesach. Tshuva kodma la'olam. So because tshuva kodma la'olam, it doesn't fall subject to time. It's l'mayla min ha-zman. It doesn't matter whether something happened already or it didn't happen yet. Even if it did happen already, you can go back to before it happened. That's the milah of tshuva, as the Rambam writes, that a person is like he's chaviv, he's so beloved by the Eibush, like koidem ha-chet. Means he's able to go back to before the chet happened. And beruchnius, the chet never happened. If he does tshuva properly, clearly. It doesn't mean the person, okay, I'm sorry and goodbye. The person does tshuva me'av, as the Gemara says in Yuma. It's dainais nasu like kezachias, which is even more than that. Not only is it like as if the chet never happened, but it means that all the chatoyim are mitzvahs. Achshav b'yaisa, that's what Yisrael says, ma'akira ha'yisi l'sha'ava, but achshav now, b'yaisa, I know much more than that. What tshuva can accomplish, which is only for a yid. A goy does not have that tshuva. The Bnei Yisoscha writes that the Midrashim say that tshuva only helps for Klal Yisrael. So the Bnei Yisoscha asked the famous question, Yoinana was a Navi who went to Nineveh and was ma'ira them to do tshuva. So goyim do tshuva. Well, you see goyim do tshuva. He says, yeah, tshuva helps for goyim mikan ulahaba. But tshuva does not help for a goy that it could change his past. That is no such thing. A goy can't change his past. A goy cannot, there's no, ein muktam amuchar b'toira. Not in Velt. In Velt, in Olam, in this world, you can't say, Ein Muktam Amuchar, that happened already. But in Torah, yes, we do say that. That could be the reason why here, Vayehi Mimacharas. And Rashi says, what day was this? It was the day after Yom Kippur. That's when Yisrael, this whole story, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpait Asaham, Vayamait Ham Al Moshe Menabweka Adhoer, Moshe is sitting and everyone's standing, and Yisrael is giving advice, which Agav, here we see the Mida Keneged Mida. Yisrael was the advisor of Parai, of Perah. He gave up his job and ran away. And Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because of that, he was Zoycha, that his grandchildren became members of Sanhedrin in the Lishkas HaGozes. But in the Parsha, you see even more. Not only Yisrael, he gave up his job to be the Yoyetz of Parai, and he's the only one that we find in Chumash that gave advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Yoyetz of Moshe Rabbeinu, not just because he's his father-in-law and he figures he could tell him what he wants, but he's the Yoyetz, and not just that, we find that Kayin made Hevel's life miserable. Yisrael is trying to make as much Moshe's life comfortable. The hepech of what he did when he was Kayin, what he did to Hevel, he's doing now to Moshe, who is the neshama of Hevel. And here, when was that? What day was it, says Rashi? The first Yom Kippur of history that was designated as the day of Tshuva was this Yom Kippur. This is the day after Moshe came down with the second Luchos. This is the day after Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Salachti Kedvarecha, after Chet HaEgel. That's when this whole story happens with Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, and according to the Hamikdavar writes, the Netziv, that Yisrael came on Yom Kippur. That's what he says. Yisrael came on Yom Kippur. That means the beginning of the parasha, if it's written in order, by Yishma Yisrael, he came on Yom Kippur. And by Yimi Mocharas was the day after Yom Kippur. But here Rashi is telling us, Ein Mukta, there's Ein Parasha Zuk Suva Keseder. Right, this parasha is not written in order. Here we see Ein Mukta Mamulcha B'Toyra. This is Tshuva, but this is by Yimi Mocharas, this is the day after Yom Kippur, the first Yom Kippur, which is the day of Tshuva, that one could do Tshuva on any chet. Shaivivim, the Svarim tell us, has the same Bechina of Yom Kippur, Kiyadua, that the 6 and this year 8 weeks of Shaivivim has the Koyach of Yom Kippur. Tikun Shaivivim is Begamatria Be'osor Lachoydesh. Be'osor Lachoydesh is Yom Kippur. Tikun Shaivivim. Ayahimi Mocharos, the day after Yom Kippur, the Hemshech to Yom Kippur. Rashi says, it's not written in order. This pasuk, these psukim here are written after Matan Torah. The Torah wasn't even given yet. It's first after, at the end of the parasha, we have the Aseres HaDibris. What's going on here? Why? Because Ein Muktam Amulchar, because it's not written in order. But why is it happening here? This is Tshuva. Tshuva is the concept of Ein Muktam Amulchar B'Torah. There's no order. It doesn't matter that it happened already. You can't say it's Fafalan. It happened already. That the Koyach of Tshuva is that we can rectify the past. And in this case, Yisrael rectifies the chait of Kayim, which didn't only happen in the past of his current life. It happened thousands of years before. The Fiera was 2,000 years before when he was Kayim. According to the Arizal and the Mekubalim, Yisrael is misaking what he did when he was Kayim. So the Parsha is very apropos to the Shaivavim, the Tikkun Shaivavim, which the story with Yisrael is tremendous chizuk. Yisrael makes a suda here. Vayavai Aroin Lechol Lechem and Chayseim. What's the suda? This is a sudas hoidah that Yisrael is bringing to thank Hashem that he's able to rectify himself. To thank Hashem that he has no longer any chelik in Kayim. He's no longer part of Tumas Mitzrayim. He's no longer part of Amalek. And he's able to join Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael makes a kiddush. What is tomorrow night? Tomorrow night is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam is this idea. The trees, until tomorrow night, in Eretz Yisrael, at least in that part of the world, are dead. They're not alive. They don't look alive. They're alive, but they don't look alive. They're dead. They've gone through the frost. They've gone through the ice season. Nothing is growing. It's hard like a rock. And suddenly, the sap begins to flow through the tree. The tree becomes alive again. This chiyus hamesim of the oil, the chiyus hamesim in the world, in the at least in the tzaymeach, starts on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat gives hope. Even those who are l'cha'ira dead can become alive again. Rishoyim afilu b'chayeyim kruyim mesim. Especially those who are nichshol of this chet, these chatoyim. It's an inyan of misa. When one is misakin himself, he's zoicha to tchiyas hamesim. Koyhei midyan chayisein moishe is exactly the gematria Rosh Hashanah le'ilam. The Rosh Hashanah le'ilam is that a person could transform himself from koyhei midyan, from din, from misa, from which is kufas teves, to chayisein moishe, to rachamim, that a person could totally be mahapich himself and be zoicha to the concept of tchiyas hamesim. Tshuva is the idea of tchiyas hamesim. When we say atam, we say it in the present tense. We don't say that Hashem is going to be Mechaye Meisim. We say that He is Mechaye Meisim. Where do we see that Hashem is Mechaye Meisim? There were stories of Tchiyas HaMeisim in the past. The Papashlis, it's talking about Tchiyas HaMeisim, which did not happen yet. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim. Some say it's going on in the future. Usually you make a bracha on something that happened already. You don't make a bracha on the future. So there are those Mefarshim and the Siddur who say that one of the meanings of Mechaye Meisim Ata right now is that the Eibush is Mechaye Meisim now. That a person could go through Tchiyas HaMeisim. If a person is a Chayte, he's a mess. Rishoyim Afilu B'Chayim Kruyim Meisim. He does Tshuva, he becomes alive. So Mechaye Meisim Ata. Now, in the present. The same thing with the trees. The trees are dead until tomorrow night, according to Beis Shammai, until Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Starting Tu B'Shvat, the world becomes alive again. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam, the sraf, the sap begins to flow through the tree. The tree is now alive. Koil demei achicha tzayak emelai minho adama. Those were the words that Hashem says to Kayin. Hashem is bemoaning. Hashem is crying over the future that Kayin destroyed when he killed Hevel. Koil demei achicha tzayak emelai minho adama. It's interesting that the Haftarah this week, as mentioned before, is the Haftarah of Yeshaya, which is higher than the Haftarah of Yecheskel. In this point, the Matan Torah this week is really higher even than the Matan Torah of Shavuos. So in this Haftarah, we read about Tshuva, Ulevava Yovin Vishav Virafalai, which is the Pasuk quoted in all the Gemaras and Yuma concerning Tshuva, that Tshuva is Refuah, Tshuva is Bina, and so on. But then we also read here about Yerushalayim. We read here about the war of where Pekach ben Ramalyahu and Ritzin Melech Aram joined together. Where did they come together? To Yerushalayim, to battle Melech Yerushalayim la'melchama aleha v'lo yochal lehilachem aleha. It says they weren't able to. Vahibi me'ochaz ben Yosam, Ritzin, who was the king of Syria, joined together with Pekach ben Ramalyahu, who was from the Malchi Israel, to go and battle Yerushalayim, but v'layochel lehilachem aleha, he wasn't able to. As discussed in Tanakh, and later we read ki yeled yulad lanu bein nitan lanu bati amisra al shemay lemarbe hamisra, which that pasuk lemarbe is the only place in the entire Tanakh we have a mem stuma in the middle of a word. This pasuk is referring to laasid lavai. It's referring to Chizkiyahu also, but it's referring to Melech Hamashiach. It's referring to laasid lavai. Pele yoyetz keil gibra viad sar shalom. But here we read about how Yerushalayim did not have to go through a battle. There was a battle with Yerushalayim, but the layochel lehilachem aleha. Yerushalayim was spared. That's what we read here. Yerushalayim, even though later it wasn't, but in this Haftarah it is. As we mentioned already, that when we start Shaivavim, we have the Haftarah of Yeshaya. V'hoya ba'yoyim ha'hu yitoka b'shoifa gadol u'bo ha'ovdim May Eretz Asher v'Hanidochem v'Eretz Mitzrayim v'Yishtachavu l'Hashem v'Har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. When we leave Mitzrayim, we get to Yerushalayim. The tikkun of Shoivivim is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. The only way to get to Yerushalayim is by leaving Mitzrayim. So that means that someone who's poigem in these inyanim l'cha'ira is not connected to Yerushalayim. Koil demei achicha tzayakim eilayimin ha'adam is begematria Yerushalayim. The tikkun for koil demei achicha tzayakim eilayimin ha'adam is Yerushalayim. The tikkun is shofar. We know that shofar is mentioned for the first time in this week's parasha. The koil shofar chazak ma'od. You're supposed to have in mind. You say tekabe shofar god l'chem seinu. The son is lekabitz goliyah. He's saying the kabitzenu yachad mehera kibitz goliyah is kibitz nitzutzayis. The nitzutzay, the tipay zera that fell, as we're supposed to have in mind when we say mekabitz nitchei ama yisrael. The sidurim, the svardish sidurim, the sidur of the chida have all the different shemus and the different kavanis and the tefillah that one is supposed to say, especially during these weeks, and the tefillah of tekab b'shoifer godol. Shoifer godol is begematria chaydish shvat. In this Chodesh of Shvat, which is the Chodesh of Shoivavim, was Zeichet to the Shoifer of Tekab Shoifer Gadol. Koil Demei Achicha Tzayakim Eilayimin HaAdam is Begematria Shoifer. It's the Shoifer is Mesakin, the Koil Demei Achicha Tzayakim Eilayimin HaAdam of Kayin, which Yisrael, who is Kayin, now becomes Yisrael, Yeser, Choyvev, Chever, Keini, Putiel, the Achshav, B'Yoyser, Yisrael is Zeichet to go through the tikkun shayvavim. Yisrael is able to mesaken himself and to rectify, not only rectify his past, but also to turn the averis into mitzvahs. He totally transforms himself. Before he brought a carbon which was min hagorua, we read in Parshas Bereishis that Kayin offered a carbon to Hashem, but it wasn't anything of high quality, like Hevel did. The Hevel hevi gam whom yivuchay reis tzayin oymechel veyin. Kayin, says the pasuk, vayovei Kayin mi priho adama. What did he bring? Rashi says, min agorua, he brought from the cheapest. Here, vayikach Yisrael oyla uzvachim leilukim. Yisrael is mesakin what he did. When he was Kayin, he brought min agorua. Now, he brought oyla uzvachim leilukim. Barzel is not allowed on the Mizbeah. That we see in this week's parasha. Loi Sirtzach is told in this week's parasha, Parshas Yisrael. Dafka, the parasha of Yisrael, who was Kayin, the Torah says, Loi Sirtzach, in Parshas Yisrael. Yisrael is Zoicher at the Tzivoy in the Torah of Loi Sirtzach, and Loi Sachmaid, which Kayin was over clearly, Loi Sachmaid and Loi Sirtzach, and Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, because Kayin denies the concept of Hashgachas Hashem, that Hashem Huha Eloikim, that is din ve'izdayin, all that is in this week's parasha, the Asaras Hadibras, Emuna b'Hashem. The Rambam begins Hilchas Yisaydi HaTorah, that what's the mitzvah of Emuna b'Hashem? Anoichi Hashem Aleikach Asher Tzeisich. The first mitzvah the Rambam mentions, he considered that the first of all the Tayag mitzvahs is the mitzvah in this week's parasha of Anoichi Hashem Aleikach, which means not only believing in Hashem, but it means believing that everything in the world happens because of Hashem. Meaning that there is total hashgacha on every detail, every prat uprat, unlike what Amalek Ashekarcha or what Kayin cried out when he said, Lez din v'lez dai. And dafka in this parasha, which is the tikkun of Kayin, Yisrael, who is the Gilgal of Kayin, is zeicha that in his parasha, the Asaras Hadibris, Anoichi Hashem Aleikach, Lez Sirtzach, Lez Sachmai, and what the Torah tells us at the end, that Barzel cannot be used on the Mizbeach. Barzel, weaponry, Barzel, which is Nivral, the Katze Yom of Shalodah, cannot be on the Mizbeach, which was Nivra Laharach Yom of Shalodah. It's interesting too, according to the Arizal, the Chodesh Shvat is the Chodesh of Osher. Osher was the one who traveled 11th in the desert, and Chodesh Shvat, Shvat's the 11th Chodesh. The number 11 is a number associated with Tshuva. There are the Yud Aleph, Samamone, Keteiris. The Keteiris had 11 ingredients, and one of the ingredients of the Keteiris was Chelbina. Chelbina has a very foul odor. Chelbina b'gematria Haman. This starting to b'shvat, we start preparing for Purim already, Purim Katan. Chelbina is it smells very, very bad. But when you mix it together with the other 10 ingredients, it all smells good. And that's tshuva, that the aveira becomes a mitzvah, the foul odor becomes a pleasant odor. Tshuva is related to the number Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph Samamone Keteiros. Keteiros, which was brought on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of Tshuva. That's the Yud Aleph Samamone Keteiros. That's Shvat. Shvat is the 11th Chodesh. Now, the one who traveled 11th was Osher. By Osher, in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, according to one pshat, at least in Rashi, it says, after it says that, Baruch mi bonim Osher, Yehi Ritzui Echa V'toyveil Bashem en Ragloi, Barzel Unachoshes min Alecha. Now, according to one pshat in Rashi, this is talking, Achshu V'medaber Keneged Kol Yisrael. It's not talking about Osher, it's talking about the entire Kol Yisrael. Dover Acher, according to the other pshat, Barzel is going on Osher's portion of land, which was Arzachem Neula Behorim Shechaitzvin Mehem Barzel and Achaitzvin Ve'Arzai Shel Osher Hoysaman Ula Shel Eretz Yisrael. The land of Osher was the lock and key of Eretz Yisrael, and it was fortified with the mountains that from those mountains they brought out the Barzel and the Achaitzvin. So clearly, in Chaydesh of Osher, in the Chaydesh of Shvat, which is the weeks of Shaivavim, we rectify the Barzel. The Barzel, which was used by Kayan, Tuval Kayan, Barzel, which is a weapon which is used to kill, which is, shortens a person's life, which is associated with Gozis, with Garzen, which is a hatchet. A Garzen, we find by the Ir Miklat, the Torah uses the word Garzen, Barzel, which is used to kill. But when we're Mesakein, in these weeks that we rectify the tumah of Barzel, the tumah of Ritzicha, the tumah of these chatoim which are equal to Ritzicha, which are considered like Ritzicha, we are mahapech that the Barzel is also becomes something good. The Barzel becomes a positive metal, unlike what it was till now. That's why there's one day that in the third Beis Hamikdash, Barzel will be used. It was not used in the first or second. The Torah says Beferish not. The Navi, it says, Beferish, they didn't use Barzel. But in the third Beis Hamikdash, Barzel will be used, because Barzel will no longer be used for weapons. There will be no more weapons. La'isa goyel goy cherev, la'imud goyel melchama, we should be zeicher, to be mesaken ourselves, just like Yisrael did, and take tremendous chizik from Yisrael, that Yisrael was able to totally transform himself from mehapach his past, and Adarab, and he becomes Chosein Moshe, and he becomes the Yoyetz of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he becomes part of Torah, Parshas Yisrael, and he's zeicher that the entire Kabbalah HaTorah, Matan Torah, is in his parasha. It's called Parshas Yisrael. And he's also zeicher that two times a year we read from his parasha, Shavuos and Parshas Yisrael, always besmichas to Tu B'Shvat, Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, which should be zeicher to the Yom Tov of Chamisha Aser B'Shvat, which is B'Gematria, the Eitz Hasode Yitain Piryoi, Afilu Ilone Srak, Asidin Litain Peirois, because the Tu B'Shvat is when the season for the Peiros begin. That's the future, that there's hope. Yesh Tikva, there's hope. Till Tu B'Shvat, it looks like the world has died. Everything is dead, and then suddenly it becomes alive again. Yesh Tikva La'acharisech. Starting Tu B'Shvat is the Hamtokas HaDinim. There's no longer Dinim. Kayan Midian becomes Chaisen Moshe, as mentioned before. Starting Tu B'Shvat, we start preparing for all the future Yamim Tovim, Purim Katan this year, Pesach, Shavuos. We should be zeicher to be mahapach ourselves and to the ultimate with v'shtachavu l'Hashem b'har hakodesh b'Yerushalayim.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.